AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Louisiana's congressional primaries will not be going forward as scheduled in May. Lisa Dwyer reports it stems from the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down a majority black congressional district.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry and Attorney General Liz Merle say that means that the state is prohibited from holding elections under the state's current U.S. House districts. Early voting had been scheduled to begin Saturday in advance of May 16th primaries. Landry and Merle say they will work with the legislature and state election officials to develop a plan. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump signed a bill funding the Department of Homeland Security and ending the agency's record 70-day shutdown. Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic will protect its nuclear and missile capabilities as a national asset. Ayatollah Mashtaba Khamenei drawing a hard line as President Trump seeks a wider deal to cement the war's shaky three-week ceasefire. Reporters asked the president if Tehran's stubbornness was making him antsy.
I don't know what stubbornness, because really nobody knows what the talks are except myself and a couple of other people. They want to make a deal badly.
Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports Germany's facing another threat from President Trump.
The president is again threatening to reduce the U.S. military presence from the NATO allies' land. He's said the same before.
We're putting the number down to 25,000 soldiers. We'll see what happens.
That was 6 years ago, and nothing happened. The troops stayed. Now the president's feuding with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who says the U.S. is being humiliated by Iran's leaders.
Diese Arbeit leisten wir eben.
This morning, Merz visited troops in northern Germany, hailing transatlantic unity and working shoulder to shoulder. Still, NATO allies have expected the Trump administration to pull some troops from Europe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A social media trend has the Church of Scientology alleging hate crimes. Krista Fourier reports from L.A.
Scientology speedruns are a growing TikTok trend. Videos posted on social media of teens running through the church's information building here on Hollywood Boulevard have racked up millions of views. The LAPD has responded to multiple complaints, and the church this week removed external door handles to its building as a result. Scientology spokesman David Bloomberg is accusing these speedrunners of hate crimes and says one of their staff members was injured and needed medical attention as a result of one of these incidents. The trend is very much born out of online culture. The term itself, speedrun, is often used by gamers. In some of the videos, people are dressed up in elaborate costumes and appear to be part of a larger group. People have also posted elaborate maps online that are allegedly informed by these runs and get updated as more people participate in them.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.